Leaders in Tacoma are trying to capitalize on Seattle's booming economy. They're getting plenty of housing development, but they say that if Tacoma's economy is going to really take off, it needs to resolve a shortage of office space. 88.5's Will James explains.
Ricardo Noguera's job is selling businesses on Tacoma. He's in charge of economic development for the city, and he's got some well-honed pitches.
How many places can you live in the Puget Sound where you're on a peninsula and almost see Mount Rainier or the Olympics on a daily basis?
Lately, he's been making his pitches to office developers. He says Tacoma's housing stock is booming, in part because of demand from priced-out Seattleites. But if Tacoma really wants to grow a sustainable economy, it can't just be a bedroom community. It needs office space for tech or insurance companies or whichever industries take root here.
300,000 to 500,000 square feet of office space in Seattle is a joke. That can easily be in two buildings. But 300,000 to 500,000 square feet of office in downtown Tacoma would set our market straight for the next 10 years.
Noguera says attracting that office development is his biggest challenge. He says it's been 15 years since a new office building went up in Tacoma. If you're a developer, building in Tacoma is just as pricey as it is in Seattle, but demand is lower, and that means you can't charge as much in rent. Tacoma leaders are counting on a bill in the state legislature that would allow medium-sized cities to pass tax incentives for office developers. In the meantime, Noguera is pitching Tacoma to anyone who will listen, even if that pitch is just about escaping Seattle traffic.
You move to Tacoma and you work in Tacoma, your commute is about 20 minutes tops.
Will James, 88.5 News.